August 4th, 2015, St. John Vianney comes and bows towards me. He says, "Praise be to Jesus. Today I come to speak yet again to all priests. Jesus regards the Holy Father, bishops, and cardinals as priests first. He looks at their hearts and judges the fulfillment of their vocations as to first and foremost the holiness of their priesthood. So many fail him. So many. Sadly, those in power do not want these disappointments ever mentioned or brought to light, yet they are real. The priest must first and foremost be in love with the truth of the faith. He must be committed to making the sacraments available to his flock. He must realize that he is responsible for leading his flock to salvation. He must support church dogma and doctrine. He must not call dogma and doctrine by any other name, hoping to minimize their importance. The priest is the link between heaven and earth for his flock. He must rid himself of self-interest and live for others. He is not a social director or a financial director. These things must be left for others. What I see missing in priestly vocations today is a genuine interest in the spiritual well-being of each one in their flock. Vocations within parishes would flourish if this would change. As it is, many vocations are lost due to the poor example given by priests. I can come here and speak, but if the ones I am addressing do not listen and believe, the grace of my words is lost forever." He bows again and leaves. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. The synopsis, encouragement of shepherds of the church, priests and bishops, to tend their flocks in the pattern of the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, with divine love and mercy, not lording over, under constraint, of obedience, or for self-gain. Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory.